Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus is somewhere near Iceland at this hour, and anticipation is building in Sectors 4 and 5. Let's go now for an advance report on Sector 5 to Elf Agent X of North Pole Security. Agent X, are there problems in Sector 5 we need to know about?
No, ma'am. We're pleased to report that conditions are completely normal in Sector 5 at this time. We have no concerns right now to report there.
Not even in Peabody, Maine?
No, ma'am. We have elves on the ground there, and everyone seems to be behaving themselves there so far tonight.
Great news, Agent X. Please keep us updated if conditions there change. I know it's a Christmas tradition in Peabody to stir up a little trouble on Christmas Eve. You know, those wild people in Maine.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's check in now with reindeer operations at the North Pole for an update on Santa's reindeer. Joining us is Assistant Associate Reindeer Manager Elf Bruno James. Bruno, can you give us an update on Santa's reindeer?
From Rudolph in the lead to Blitzen in the rear, all of Santa's reindeer are doing fine, Holly. They are well-fed, highly energetic, and appear to be ready to cross the Atlantic.
Bruno, is there any chance the backup team of reindeer might be pressed into service this year? You know, just to give Santa's main team a break.
No, it appears the recall of the backup team is about to be made, and they will be making their way home here in the next few hours.
I always feel a little bad for that team, Bruno. Every year it's the same story. They train, they prepare, they launch, and then they wait, only to be sent home without seeing any Christmas Eve action.
Yes, it can appear sad, but actually that's one happy bunch of reindeer, Holly. They get treated like kings. They relax a lot and follow Santa on the radio. And they get a big bonus every year for just standing by. Don't feel too bad for them.
Bruno, for those areas still waiting for Santa to visit, do you have any advice for people leaving food out for Santa's reindeer?
Yes, lots of water, whole grains, maybe something sweet like apples or carrots, but never candy canes and never fudge.
Fudge? That's a new one on me. Is fudge bad for the reindeer?
No, it just gets stuck in your teeth, and then it messes up the picture we take when they get home.
I see. Thank you, Bruno, for those thoughtful suggestions. From the North Pole, where we keep the fudge for ourselves, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.